This CosmicReality.com presentation is sponsored by MysticalWares.com. Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer. Data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net, thewebalchemist.net, empoweredmanifestation.com, Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist. On Twitter at Coach Jan Shaw, Telegram, US UK Patriot, and Truth Social, Success Alchemist. Today is the 2nd of July 2022, and first of all, I want to wish all my American friends a very happy July 4th weekend. And the title of today's show is RIP Dr. Zelenko, Q is back. How America Ends and the Great Awakening. So lots to share today, and I'm going to start with a tribute by Steve Kirsch to Zev Zelenko, who died this week, and it's from his Substack channel, stevekirsch.substack.com, that's K-I-R-S-C-H. And it's in memory of Zelenko, 1973 to 2022. And there are many tributes to Dr. Zelenko. He's one of the heroes of the COVID era because of his refusal to follow the official narrative on it. Early this morning, I was informed that my friend Zev Zelenko had died at the young age of 48 after a long battle with cancer. Zev had a heart of gold and was never afraid to speak the truth. I last talked to him on May 24th and asked him how he was doing, and he basically said, "I have metastatic sarcoma," so he knew the outlook was grim and he didn't have a lot of time left. On June 10th, the last message he sent me was to let me know that his memoir was coming out in 2 months. It is called Zelenko, How to Decapitate the Serpent. He wanted my help in promoting it. Zev is best known for inventing in March 2020 what has come to be known as the Zelenko Protocol, which is a combination of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, azithromycin, and other drugs for treating COVID. The key to the protocol was very early intervention. The use of the Zelenko Protocol has spread worldwide. His medical advice was responsible for saving countless lives. Zev was nominated along with other courageous doctors for a Nobel Prize in recognition of his groundbreaking treatment and outspoken advocacy on behalf of patients. He will be missed. Now, there is great excitement amongst the Q followers because Q has returned to posting. And he's only posted 5 or 6 drops. He started posting again on June the 24th, and that was after a very long gap. The last post before that was December 8th, 2020, of course, after the election, or selection, I should say. And if I remember rightly, the last thing he posted was a video which has now been taken down off YouTube, which was the Twisted Sister, We Ain't Gonna Take It Anymore. I'm pretty sure that was what it was. So let's go through these posts. And then I have an article from Martin Geddes, who is very much a Q follower. And he used to be an IT consultant, and he has done an analysis of the Q drops. I'm going to read that article after I've gone through these posts from Q. And the first, as I said, was June 24th. Shall we play a game once more? Q. And he's used that phrase, or they have used that phrase, very often in the previous drops. And then the next one, we've got an anonymous posting, throw us a bone, Q. We've all been waiting for what seemed like an eternity. What's going on? Q responded, it had to be done this way. And again, you know, it had to be this way. This is something they have said, Q has said many times. The next post, again, June 24th, are you ready to serve your country again? Remember your oath, Q. And then, let's see, the next one was June 25th, and it's a 3-in-1 drop. So it starts at 9:56 Eastern Time. Who was Jane Roe? And of course, Jane Roe was the woman in the Roe v. Wade case that has just been overturned. How do you control generations of a populace? 50 years of conditioning, 50 years of propaganda, 50 years of lies, peaceful protests, riots, summer of love redux. What happens when you corner an animal? Midterms. D, in kill brackets, power implosion. So, of course, it's talking about the fact that Roe v. Wade was in place for 50 years. And, of course, I think the lies refer to this belief that by overturning Roe v. Wade, it's banned abortion across the country, which, of course, is completely false because it's been handed back to the states to decide. So the next one is at 10:17 Eastern Time, establishing comms, Q. And then immediately after, I think, established. Now, I'm not quite sure what that means exactly, or maybe it's just saying, you know, we're back in communication with all of you Q followers. And then the last one was June 29th. What is at stake? Who has control? Surprise witness. Who was surprised? Who will be surprised? Use your logic. Can emotions be used to influence decisions? How do you control emotion? Define plant. How do you insert a plant? Can emotions be used to insert a plant? Who is Cassidy Hutchinson? Trust the plan. Q. Now, this obviously refers to Cassidy Hutchinson, who was the star witness on an unscheduled production of January 6th Unselect Committee, where she claimed that Donald Trump threw a fit the day of the January 6th event. And I'll quickly read some of this article from New York Post, which was published on the 30th of June. Trump accuses ex-aide Cassidy Hutchinson of living in a fantasy land after January 6th testimony. Former President Donald Trump ripped into Cassidy Hutchinson, the one-time White House aide who dropped several bombshell revelations at a House hearing this week, deriding her as a social climber, claiming she was living in a fantasy land and discounting her allegation that he lunged at a Secret Service agent on January 6, 2021. The 45th president laughed off the suggestion by Hutchinson that he tried to overpower his protective detail and drive the presidential SUV to the Capitol, saying during a Thursday interview with Newsmax that these guys lift 350 pounds. I don't. The woman is living in a fantasy land, he said of Hutchinson, a former top aide to ex-White House chief of staff Mark Meadows. She's a social climber, if you call that social, he continued. I think it's just a shame that this is happening to this country and we don't have any Republicans up there to dispute it. If you haven't seen the testimony, this is what happened. According to Hutchinson, who testified under oath before the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot Tuesday, Trump became so incensed when Secret Service agents refused to allow him to join his supporters that he tried to grab the steering wheel of the SUV he was being driven in and lunged towards Secret Service agent Robert Bobby Engel. I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now, an irate Trump shouted, recalled Hutchinson, who said she had been told about the incident by Anthony Ornato, then the White House's Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations. Is there something wrong with her? Trump mused aloud. She said, I jumped from a car. I started strangling a Secret Service agent. I grabbed the steering wheel of a car, said I wanted guns at my rally. I didn't want guns. I have to speak too, added the former president, who alleged the Secret Service called Hutchinson's claims totally false. Ornato had even denied relating the account to her. They put her on and they don't even confirm it with the Secret Service, Trump said. The Secret Service people in the car said this didn't happen. But you don't even need that. Who would do that? I would grab a Secret Service person by the throat. In her testimony, Hutchinson also said that Trump was aware that some in the crowd at his Stop the Steal rally at the Ellipse were armed with AR-15 style assault rifles and firearms, but told Secret Service agents to remove the metal detectors to increase the size of the crowd in camera shots. I was in the vicinity of a conversation where I overheard the president say something to the effect of, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing magnetometers away, Hutchinson said. Trump insisted in the Newsmax interview that he didn't want other people to get hurt, but added the crowd was one of the biggest groups I've ever spoken to. The former president went on to claim the House committee was illegally formed. When you look at what they're doing and you look at what they're saying, what they're doing to the country, the good news is a lot of people aren't watching, a lot of people aren't listening to it, but they're trying to do real harm, he said. Hutchinson's lawyers, Jody Hunt and William Jordan, said late Wednesday that their client stands by all of the testimony she provided yesterday under oath to the Select Committee to investigate the January 6 attack on the United States Capitol. So, of course, the MAGA patriots went full steam ahead on putting out the memes and shared hilarious ones of Trump doing donuts on the White House lawn. And then there was another one with his head superimposed on the body of somebody in a movie. I can't remember the name of the movie, but having a fight with these two guys in the backseat of the car. You know, the thing is, what Q is suggesting is that Hutchinson was a plant. Now, I'm not quite sure what that is meant to achieve, unless it's just more evidence that this whole kangaroo court unselect committee is an absolute sham. And maybe it's to wake people up to that. We'll have to wait and see. So let's see what Martin Geddes has to say about Q-drops. And this is on his website, and it's at newsletter.martingeddes.com. And the title is Information Architecture of the Q-drops, a preliminary ingredients list of the most significant military comms in history. This was published on June 29th. I'm hoping that future diligent scholars will look back at this article as being pathetically incomplete and hopelessly insufficient. That said, working only from memory, I would like to make a stab at listing the, in quotes, information ingredients, end quote, that make up the Q-drops. This is meant to be initial and tentative, not exhaustive and final. No doubt there will be endless books and theses written over the years to come on the subject. I have a heavyweight computer science background, and this article is also not pitched at my usual readership level. It should still be comprehensible, but I won't be explaining every term and concept I use. It is meant as a go-to for other researchers to get a sense of the complexity of the drops, their precise design, and how they deliver the desired outcome. My guess is that the drops are generated out of a model that is an extremely sophisticated military planning tool. It links to the underlying and vast battle plan and influences every audience in precisely planned ways. I won't be surprised if someday we find that they were crafted by a team of hundreds with a budget of billions. Whoever you are and wherever you come from, I salute you. Background, and this is a meme that he created. Q is a multi-year process of disclosure of secret illegal government activity, a prophylactic against civil war and vigilante activity, a training program in discernment and logical thinking, an information weapon against institutionalized crime and corrupted media. The above meme I wrote summarises the Q phenomenon, and you can read the supporting article here. That's obviously a link. The focus of this particular article is the denotational semantics of the Q drops, which is how they encode information. It says nothing about the intentional semantics, like, in quotes, Hillary Clinton is corrupt and must be brought to justice, end quote, or not, as your opinion may vary, nor the operational semantics, say, how the drops are presented on 4chan or 8kun and kept secure with trip codes. Let me make that really explicit. We can study how the Q drops encode information without needing to have an opinion, any opinion, about MAGA, Donald Trump, the Great Awakening, or the media phenomenon labelled QAnon. These are entirely independent. You might think of this as being like studying poker without having to approve of gambling, or the pictures on tarot cards without subscribing to fortune telling. The Q drops have to be understood in a specific context of a war of infiltration and subversion. There are legal constraints on what you can and cannot officially do and say as a government or military entity. The Q drops offer a way of skirting the formal rules without breaking them. Everything has to be done by the book, that was in quotes. The mechanism to achieve this is plausible deniability, with, in quotes, tunable doubt, end quote, as to the provenance of the information on offer. There is a precision, ambiguity, and uncertainty visible which suggests advanced design. Audiences. When making sense of the Q drops, we should bear in mind that there are multiple audiences. Enemy actors, including criminals, foreign governments, military intelligence, the anons, i.e. active researchers and keyboard warriors, the awake public, the asleep public, own team, agents, police, military, government, etc., not participating as insiders, insiders who are deploying the military takedown of the transnational super mafia, allies in other countries. The specific interpretation of what is offered may vary with the audience, and not all information is meant for every audience. Every single item appears to be calculated to have a planned influence on its relevant audiences. Drop format. Everything in the drop has possible significance. Its timestamp and date, ID, sequence in the drops, cryptographic trip code, message board used, device ID, and payload content. The meaning may not exist in standalone form. It may require combination with other data in drops or comparison with external sources. Drop sequence numbers may be significant in that the number also maps onto a date, event, code, or other meaningful object. There are multiple formats of drop payload, including long-form text, photos, memes, diagrams, hyperlinks, code strings, ASCII art, visual jokes, chess or game boards, and other quoted text from the message boards on which they appear. However, the dominant form of drop are sequential short statements in order, like, in quotes, "watch the water," end quote. Many offered us questions using the Socratic method. These often have multiple possible interpretations. The stripped-down grammar and frequent use of uppercase serves to increase ambiguity and the polymorphism. The content is also sometimes unsigned and sometimes signed, e.g. Q or Q+. Capitalization, spacing and misspelling are also typically meaningful. Whether drops are subsequently deleted or not also has potential significance. They are usually read top to bottom, but it is possible some should be interpreted the other direction or interleaved in some way. Future proves past method. Anyone can post to the message boards on which the Q drops appear, and hoaxes are a popular pastime there. It is natural to be sceptical of the information of offer, given its informal and unattributable basis. To gain confidence, credibility, and legitimacy, the Q drops use a method of demonstrating foreknowledge that could only be held by a state actor in the most senior of positions within the United States government. In the context of war, you cannot pre-publish your battle plan for all to see. Disinformation is also an intrinsic part of deception of enemy forces, forcing errors of action. This creates an asymmetry of uncertainty or false certainty in advance of events and certainty following their passing. The ex ante uncertainty is generated by a vast space of ways in which to combine and interpret the cue data, which generates an impossible number of operational scenarios to evaluate and respond to. Any attempt to divine the battle plan from the presented data at best leads to false conclusions and unforced strategic errors. However, the cue drops are structured so that ex post the foreknowledge of the battle plan is indisputable. This is a little bit like how a one-way data structure such as a Bloom filter operates. We can demonstrate membership of the set of foreknown events without actually disclosing them. As such, those reading the drops may attempt to make predictions with a deadline, but this invariably leads to embarrassment. The broad direction may be certain, but the timing never is. Furthermore, not all drops may be activated over time. Some may merely be options on specific branches of a strategic plan to be used when needed. Indeed, some may be data decoys to push attention and action down paths that are unhelpful to the enemy or to distract the public where operationally necessary and ethically justified. Cue proofs. The colloquial term cue proof is misused to describe an item of evidence that the cue drops are the intentional result of operational activity by high-level military intelligence actors. Individually, each one is plausibly deniable, yet none are a solo slam-dunk absolute proof, hence the misnomer. Collectively, they are compelling as proof beyond reasonable doubt. You would have to be a coincidence theorist to dismiss them all as accidents given the extreme odds. The proofs can be unlikely flukes of events in the real world foreshadowed in the drops. Specific words known in advance, for example, from a report that gets declassified later or speech yet to be given. The timing of some events, such as mentioning relevant content on the same day of the year in advance, or pre-knowledge or some phraseology, character or location. The cue proofs are a specific case of future proves past, gives the public confidence that they are observing a process planned many years in advance, and therefore should act according to instruction and remain calm when everything covert explodes into collective view. So all cue proofs use the future proves past method, but not all uses of future proves past are cue proofs. Date and time formats. Drops have date and time stamps as well as containing references to dates and times. These time marks can be seen as having association with particular timelines or, in quotes, branches of possible events, end quote. The structure of the time in the cue drops is not linear and is primarily geared to cyclical time formats. The dominant, but not only one, is the cue clock, which is a modulo 60 way of associating days past from the initial drop. The think mirror approach also applies, with, in quotes, plus 30 modulo 60 being the opposite arm of the same drop group. The time differences or deltas between events have enormous significance and could be marked in minutes, hours, days, months or years. There are also offsets in play, such as 2 days ahead of schedule, as well as minor errors, as noise introduced to avoid excessive predictability of future events. Multiple calendars are in play and could also reference Gregorian, Julian, Chinese, Jewish, Ethiopian or Orthodox calendar formats. Data manipulations. The data in the drops may only be interpreted after having been manipulated in some way. This includes string concatenations and or substrings. Casts between data types such as time of day 1203 and drop ID 1203, reversals, think mirror, indirections via lookups. There may be visual allusions too, such as a backslash and a forward slash representing the letter V. The relationship between data elements may be vibes closely with without perfect matches. Data such as the drops themselves may be in sequences with adjacency being of significance. External references. There are many forms of reference in the drops to external sources. These include codings for specific characters such as 45 for President Donald Trump, meaningful numerology with 17 as Q itself being a signifier for victory, military comms like 55 or 5:5 for loud and clear, books, notably the Bible, movies and their plots, historic events and dates, posts to social media like Twitter, Truth Social or Anon Up, I've never heard of that one, specific players in the war such as P as the leader of the enemy, astrology and astronomy, occult references. Enemies are typically indicated by enclosing them in square brackets in the drops. The subject of gematria deserves a whole article of its own. In short, any string can be hashed via addition of the letters and their position in the alphabet and compared to others that hash to the same value. External lookup tables with frequency data give us alternative matching semantics. Conclusion. My hope is that this article gives you a sense of the richness of the Q-drop structure and content. One can examine and evaluate the drops as historical objects without having to subscribe to any political ideology or decide what the eventual goal of them might be. Given what is presented here, I think you will agree that this is unlikely to be the work of amateurs and definitely not some kid in a basement. I have been deliberately terse in my presentation here. I am lazy and did a mathematics degree, so I would never have to try manual labour again. Real, in quotes, research and review of all the drops is a little beyond my time and energy resources right now. Hence, this is just a starting point and deserves proper expansion by others and illustration with examples. I would not complain in the slightest if you rip off this work and use it to begin something better and more complete. My real goal is to get over the idea that the Q-drops have a purposeful information architecture created by highly capable professionals. By giving it my own spin as a computer scientist, I hope you can locate the Q-drops as both a work of notable competence as well as a subject worthy of proper academic study in the fullness of time. Please feel free to send me corrections, additions, and questions. Now, moving on to How America Ends. And this is an article written by Mike Adams of Natural News. But where I found it was actually on Citizens News, citizens.news, not on his own naturalnews.com. And the title is How America Ends. Putin announces new BRICS global reserve currency project to replace the petrodollar. And this was written on the 24th of June. And it is a little alarming in places, but you have to really get to the end to get a happier outlook on things. Although the biggest news of the week is undoubtedly the US Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, there's another bombshell that quietly broke 2 days ago, one that will have a vastly more profound, devastating consequence on the world than any decision coming from SCOTUS. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that BRICS nations are going to roll out a new alternative to the US dollar's global reserve currency status. As reported by IndiaTimes.com, according to the Russian president, the member states are also developing reliable alternative mechanisms for international payments. Earlier, the group said it was working on setting up a joint payment network to cut reliance on the Western financial system. The BRICS countries have been also boosting the use of local currencies in mutual trade, but this is only the beginning of the bombshell here. We also know from industry sources that Project Sandman refers to a group of over 100 countries that plan to simultaneously denounce the US dollar as a global reserve currency. This will likely take place on a Sunday evening, USA time, says Andy Schechtman, the CEO of Miles Franklin, a gold and silver dealer. He told me this in an interview recorded yesterday to be aired soon. The new replacement currency will be powered by blockchain and backed by gold, which is why member nations have been rapidly stockpiling gold supplies in anticipation of the big announcement. When that announcement comes, nations that represent nearly 75% of the world's population will simultaneously denounce the US dollar and roll out a gold-backed, blockchain-audited international currency system that will instantly become the world's currency choice for free trade and a store of value. The dollar, backed by nothing but more money printing and incompetent political leadership, will collapse towards zero. Virtually overnight, goods and services sold in America will increase in price by 1,000%, and that's only the beginning. The dollar will continue to lose value by the hour as the world's holders of US Treasury debt and dollar currency dump it all at any price. Those holding dollars will lose everything. The United States government will quickly collapse in parallel with the collapse of the dollar and the US central bank. There will be no money to pay military troops or pay off corrupt government officials. All government salaries and pensions will be effectively halted. The great neocon empire of debt, lies and death will implode so rapidly that people will be psychically shocked and physically unprepared. Russia, China and India will emerge as the economic leaders of the world, and the US empire will cease to exist. The former United States of America will be broken into regional nation-states, divided largely among political lines, with the satanic anti-American left seizing control of the coasts, and conservative pro-America, pro-liberty, pro-constitution groups dominating the rest of the country. Expect a very real civil war to ensue with massive casualties. Russia knows that it can defeat America simply by joining the world's efforts to declare America's dollar currency to be null and void. No nuclear war is necessary. America is already highly vulnerable to this sort of collapse due to the nation's massive debt and spending addictions. Russia and China are merely sucking the air out of America's collapsing currency, knowing that economic gravity will do the rest. The Belt and Road Initiative, the future of world trade without America and Western Europe. Examine the following map depicting China's Belt and Road Initiative, consisting of protected high-efficiency trade routes among countries representing about 75% of the world's population. The Belt and Road Initiative will speed trade among member nations, and it will use China's new digital yuan currency backed by gold and audited by blockchain technology. Notice what's missing from the map? America and Western Europe. That's because America, the military and economic bully of the world, isn't welcomed by other nations. America doesn't play nice. America bombs anyone it wants while weaponizing the SWIFT system to punish its political enemies. And now that the world has come to realize the dollar is a weapon rather than a free trade currency, nobody wants anything to do with America from here forward. The economic sanctions against Russia were the last straw for the dollar, it turns out. And the USA has nothing left to back its currency. Not manufacturing, not labour, not agricultural output, and not even gold in the vaults. The USA no longer has fair and free elections and no longer has freedom of speech. On top of that, the USA has political prisoners rotting in jails in DC, while the FDA harvests organs from aborted human babies to use for medical experiments. In other words, the USA occupying illegitimate government under demonic influence has become a great evil in the world. Western Europe is run by lunatics and woke propagandists who are committing economic suicide by outlawing every form of energy that matters. The EU is disintegrating and the euro currency likely will collapse within the next year. Western Europe is on a suicide mission both economically and culturally, as the nations of Europe can't even protect their own borders from mass migration, nor can the USA for that matter. America as you know it will soon cease to exist. The era of Western civilization is coming to an end. It will be characterized by the collapse of the dollar, a global repudiation of the petrodollar status, a collapse of the rule of law across the United States, a collapse of the stock market, pensions, bond market, and crypto markets, a collapse of the food supply chain, and a collapse of the fuel and transportation infrastructure. This will in turn take down the power grid in many areas, leading to a Mad Max-style scenario from which a few capable survivors will attempt to flee. Before the end of 2025, as I have publicly predicted for at least the last 5 years, America, as you know it, will cease to exist. This has been the plan all along from Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and plenty of rhino neocons too, the Cheneys, Bushes, etc. They needed to take down America in order to achieve one world government under the fascist United Nations, with universal gun control, universal vaccine mandates, abortion in quotes rights, engineered global starvation and total control over all speech and elections. Their agenda is failing at many levels, however. Roe versus Wade was just struck down by the US Supreme Court, for example, and there are elements at work that are looking likely to achieve key indictments against deep state players. However, any state that wants to exist after the dollar collapses must be ready to roll out its own gold-backed currency on an emergency basis. Texas is largely prepared to do this, but few other states are ready. The re-establishment of trade and commerce following the dollar collapse is going to be the key to surviving the demise of the dollar. Texas is America's number one exporter of goods, by the way. And the Texas economy is larger than most nations on the planet. So is the economy of California. But California is run by child-murdering demonic fascists, while Texas has the world's best attorney general, Paxton, and a strong contingent of pro-human, pro-liberty, pro-constitution Americans who are ready and willing to relaunch the spirit of America in the new Republic of Texas when necessary. Hashtag Texit, but no matter what happens domestically, America's days of being able to run around the world threatening everybody with military strikes and dollar weaponization will soon be over. And without the ability to print money and defraud the world into buying soon-to-be-worthless US debt instruments, the United States military will have no funding to continue operations or build new weapons. It will eventually be disbanded. What happened to the former Soviet Union in 1991 is about to happen in the United States of America. A collapse of the ability to continue to fund the bureaucracy and military that propped up the system the entire time. The USA has sadly devolved into an empire of debt, lies and death. The country is currently ruled by an actual death cult. But those days are fast coming to an end with the imminent collapse of the demonic dollar and all the evil that money printing has enabled since 1971. When this evil is finally brought to an end, all those who value life, liberty, and happiness will rejoice and rebuild. Get prepared, for that today is coming soon. And from what I've concluded, the only way to avoid the financial collapse that's coming is to hold your assets in physical goods, such as gold and silver, land, agricultural equipment, ammunition, industrial buildings, factories, for example, and other real things that don't vanish in a currency collapse. And he then refers to his Situation Update podcast on Brightian.com. I now want to share an interesting article by Quinn Dixsept, and this is on supernana.substack.com, Red Pill, The Great Awakening. And this was published June 29th. The red pill is a reference in the Matrix where Morpheus offers Neo the chance to see the truth. If Neo takes the blue pill, he stays in the Matrix and nothing changes. However, if he takes the red pill, he will see the truth, the real world, and he finds out it isn't pretty, it's actually horrifying. The Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy, but when you're inside, you look around, what do you see? businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged, and many of them are so inured, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Morpheus. If you're reading this, you've most likely taken the red pill. Your eyes are being opened daily to our own set of horrors. There is a reason you wanted to know more, just like Neo. You felt something was off. You may have felt something was wrong for decades, or you may have felt something was off recently. Everyone's red pill moment is unique to what triggers them to go, hey, wait a minute, this seems way off. This may prompt you to start looking for answers. As you are looking for answers, you find truth, and sometimes you find more lies. A consequence of losing trust in just about everything leads some people to bad faith influencers who are only in this to get fame and money by telling you outlandish things. For example, everyone has been executed and we are seeing actors wearing masks or clones. Seems impossible that people would believe this, but some do. I think we do, actually. It's nonsense. Well, that's a matter of opinion. Or that JFK Jr. is alive. Sadly, he's not. People who are alive are dead, and people who are dead are alive. See how silly that sounds? We have real problems to focus on, so don't get led down dead ends by people who just want your money. A very good friend sent me a video from Dr. Steve Turley, an eternal optimist and political commentator who makes YouTube videos. He read an article called The Turn by Leal Leibovitz. Leal was a loyal lefty who found himself getting red-pilled. Who red-pilled him? The very party he once so vehemently supported, the Democrats. If the left is going to make it right-wing to simply be decent, then it's okay to be right. It's a very good read and it shows how the sane lefties are turning and why. Leal is just one of many loyal lefties who have turned as they watch the party they once loved attack them for asking one question, what the heck is going on here? We've all seen Elon Musk awaken as he watched Twitter turn into an insane echo chamber of crazy lefties and bots who cancel you for going against the narrative. Free speech is no longer welcome on Twitter as the President of the United States was banned, along with a purge of conservatives who all question the narrative. And a tweet from Elon Musk says, in the past, I voted Democrat because they were mostly the kindness party, but they have become the party of division and hate, so I can no longer support them and will vote Republican. Now watch their dirty tricks campaign against me unfold. That was back in May. Another turner is Russell Brand, an actor-comedian who has become a political commentator on YouTube. He is slowly taking the red pill as he watches the left squelch free speech, take away people's livelihoods, force a vaccine, and burn down cities. This is a great piece on the slow awakening of Russell Brand, and it's linked to a Just the News article. Brandon Stracker, the founder of Walkaway, was red-pilled after he saw the liberals he thought were fighting for equality turn into hateful, intolerant fascists, the very thing he was fighting against. He tells his story of why he walked away and how the DOJ railroaded him for being in DC on January 6th. And that's a link to brandonstracker.com. Bioclandestine did a great Substack on Democrats being the party of infanticide. He reads the lefty comments on Reddit and even they are shocked by this picture of a woman holding a child and obviously full-term pregnant with a message on her belly saying, not yet a human. Huge red pill. Most sane people recognise this is a full-term baby and cannot fathom aborting a baby at this point. And it's got a screenshot from Clandestine's newsletter. The DNC are the party of infanticide. Centrists and liberals are starting to recognise that the pro-choice movement includes infanticide. I spend a lot of time patrolling liberal platforms to see what the leftist hive mind are pushing. This way I can assess their collective awareness, see what kind of narratives are popular, as well as which and how many of our narratives gain traction. So it's just an extract. So there is a link to read the whole of the article. Feeling down because your family is still in the matrix? I know that feeling well. My family and I barely speak because we have nothing to say to each other. They gobble up CNN and MSNBC like candy. They get high off it. They love the matrix because without it they have nothing. Their hatred feeds them. So how do you red pill people like that? You can't force them to take it. All the people that have been red pilled arrive there on their own. One event made them question the narrative. It's different for everyone. It's a very personal thing. If you can get them to watch 2000 Mules, that's a start. Or maybe get them to listen to Russell Brand. Or show them the pic of a deranged lefty saying her full-term baby is not yet a human. Here is a great clip, and it's a clip from Russell Brand.
The world moves so fast there's almost no time for history. It seems like years ago that we were hearing that Trump was colluding with Russia, that he wouldn't have won the election without Russia, that his whole presidency was a kind of Putin plot. Well, there's now serious evidence that it was the Clinton campaign and Hillary Clinton acolytes that were directly involved in the generation of what has proven to be a conspiracy. Untrue. Think about how much media you watched. Me, a person who I think, broadly speaking, is from the left, a liberal, certainly not a Trump-supporting Republican, with respect to those of you that are, I find myself in awe, gobsmacked, flabbergasted and startled by these revelations that Russiagate was a democratic conspiracy.
So the article now continues. I saved the best for last. Joe Van Pulitzer's ballot analysis. The analysis presentation begins at the 1 hour 12 minute mark. All the rumours we heard about how they cheated are true. They had counterfeit ballots, Sharpie Gate, over adjudication of ballots, algorithm vote flipping, boxes of fake ballots ready to insert, and from what I could tell, not one person's vote was counted correctly. If you can get one non-red pill person to watch this 45 minute bombshell, you've planted a seed. And it's a link to Rumble, the truth behind Arizona's paper ballots, Joe Van Pulitzer's bombshell paper. Remember, the red pill is bitter and it changes the way a person sees the world. Many are not willing, many are not ready. Don't force it, plant a seed and occasionally water it and it will grow. So I don't completely agree with everything in the article, but I thought it was an interesting take on, you know, how people are red-pilled, and hopefully the ones that are still clinging to the Matrix will wake up soon. I wasn't sure I'd have time for this, so I didn't include it in the title of the show, but this is another of the Matthew messages at matthewbooks.com. It was put out yesterday, July 1st. And Matthew died at the age of 18 and his mother channels these messages from him. So very interesting. Vibrations, progress, possible military intervention in the US, acceleration mode, Illuminati global network, dark forces, universal operation, puppets. With loving greetings from all souls at this station, this is Matthew. You have a saying that pertains to real estate. It's all about location, location, location. In every location throughout this universe, it's all about vibrations, vibrations, vibrations. As we have said in previous messages, simply by being, you are radiating light's high vibrations. So let us speak about some of the developments you have been assisting. Of paramount importance is a significant amount of darkness has been eliminated. Much more will be uprooted in coming weeks and months, thus bringing to an end the long reign of the Illuminati. Until then, this tenacious group will cause havoc wherever they can. Their primary interest is maintaining their strongholds in the United States, from whence a great deal of their global power is wielded. It is possible that countries' military forces may be called in to safeguard the citizenry from whatever actions the Illuminati may take. If that intervention does become necessary, Illuminati could claim it's a coup and mount resistance, or they may try to cause panic by staging a holographic alien invasion. It doesn't appear that in their weakened state they could manage either. However, They are desperate, so those possibilities which are contingencies on their agenda cannot be ruled out. We understand that you would like to know what to expect and when, and we don't know. The energy of billions of thoughts daily, actually each minute, determines what happens. What we can tell you with assurance is, with everything in acceleration mode, dominoes around the world will be falling soon. You have waited patiently for evidence of the progress we have told you has been going on behind the curtain of the world stage. The undertakings of light forces on Earth in conjunction with off-planet family still require discretion, but as soon as information about what has been accomplished can be disclosed, it will be. Now, other developments vibrations have brought about. People are separating wheat from chaff, so to say, by seeing the counterproductiveness of divisiveness and the benefits of discussing how to go about making changes that all see are needed. This cooperative approach at grassroots level, where reform starts and moves upward, is a fine step forward in the civilization's awakening. Another heartening development is a surfacing of technologies the Illuminati suppressed to prevent their being used beneficially, even as they were using them to your detriment. Crews in your skies are making their crafts visible often, so the populace becomes accustomed to their peaceful presence, thereby bringing closer the day when you can greet each other and extraterrestrial special forces on the planet can introduce themselves. If you feel a strong sense of kinship with some of them, it may well be soul-level recognition that you and they are from the same homeland. When that day comes, you will start working together to restore Earth's damaged environment and bring in free energy. And prevailing vibrations are connecting you more intimately with your God self. Helping Earth's peoples awaken is your mission, and it is vital indeed. But that is not the sole reason you are there. While it is so that a third density world presents challenges, the worlds you left did not, your life is meant to be enriched by family and friends, the beauty of nature, satisfying productivity, and leisure enjoyments. This is a propitious time to be introspective, to ponder if your actions or inaction may be encumbrances to that kind of life. You may realize you're timidly spinning your wheels instead of confidently pursuing a job of greater interest, or taking the next step in a meaningful relationship, or moving where you'd prefer to live. Maybe you'll see that life will be more fulfilling if you heed your intuition instead of trying to meet others' expectations. Or you will be happier if you let bygones be bygones and let go of feelings about disappointments. If you want to strengthen characteristics you feel good about and divest yourself of those you don't, vibrations will be your steadfast helpmeet. You can more easily adjust to ever-rising vibrations if you breathe deeply and rhythmically, get sufficient sleep, eat lightly, drink a lot of pure water, and spend as much time as possible in nature. Yes, we have mentioned that in previous messages, but when life is filled with busyness, reminders can be useful. And dear brothers and sisters, love yourselves. Feel joyous and grateful that of the many, many souls who volunteered, you were chosen to participate in the most dynamic world transformation in universal history. Further, what you are doing is correspondingly benefiting the entire universe. That is how powerful you are. And there's an insert of, I don't know if it's an email or what it is, but I'll read it to you. The person who sent me your newsletter where Matthew said Illuminati is deep state or the cabal wrote that deep state is the new world order that is controlling everything. Then I heard Khazarian neo-Nazis are running the world. Are those different groups or different names for the same group? If the latter, what do members call themselves? Well, also, I just heard of puppets. If they're part of a group, who is the puppet master? Or are those the people who are being controlled? All of this is very confusing, and frankly, it's hardly believable that any group or groups could tell everyone else what they have to do. The writer's confusion and skepticism are widespread among souls who are starting to awaken, so let us offer clarity. The aforementioned names are four of several: the elitists, one world government, secret government, shadow government, and one world government are others that refer to the same group. They don't call themselves any name at all, and there is no formal membership. Let us speak of them here simply as the Dark Ones. They have a global network with a pyramidal hierarchy, and individuals in top levels have influential positions in governments and all national and international institutions and organisations that impact life worldwide. Mainstream media, education, UN, EU, NATO and all other alliances, Federal Reserve System, IMF, WEF, stock markets and all other monetary systems, trade, taxation and insurance, publishing, legal and justice systems, military forces, Interpol, CIA and all other intelligence agencies, energy systems, transportation, agriculture, fraternal organisations, religions, WHO, CDC, FDA, NIH, and all other branches in the healthcare industry, charitable foundations, multinational corporations and the entertainment field. Those individuals at the top also are running the illegal drug industry, sex trafficking, paedophilia rings and satanic rituals. The lower in the hierarchy people are, the less they know about what goes on in the pyramid, or even that they are part of a pyramid. The many millions at the bottom have no idea that their jobs are supporting a sinister group that operates in secrecy and whose goal is to eliminate billions of lives through warring, impoverishment, toxic pollution and disease. Individuals in top levels can rightfully be called puppets, and the puppet master is a powerful force far beyond Earth. At this point, a brief explanation of the workings of this universe will be helpful. Everything in existence is energy fluctuating at one frequency or another. Energy is consciousness, and each of the frequencies has an infinite range of vibrations that function in accordance with the consciousness in thoughts. All thoughts of every person within a civilization are its collective consciousness. Thoughts are forms of energy. Energy cannot be extinguished, and due to the universal law of attraction that is in constant motion, thought forms that emit the same vibrations attract each other, gather into a cluster, and, as like forms keep joining them, grow into a force field. The dark forces is a massive force field of forms with the lowest vibrations, such as those emitted by tyranny, brutality, greed, possessiveness, hatred, deception, lust for power, and desire for fame at any cost. As this vast borderless field meanders throughout the universe, it is drawn to civilizations where the collective consciousness includes those kinds of thought forms. Individuals in those civilizations, whose traits and behavior are aligned with the vibrations of the dark forces, become their puppets. Now captives of darkness, they lose all sense of conscience. Their heinous actions create fear in the rest of the population, and fear's low vibrations strengthen the puppet's control. Once a world is steeped in darkness or the planet is destroyed by puppets in another civilization, both of which add to the dark force's potency, the expanded field drifts around until it is drawn toward other pockets of low vibrations. As powerful as that force field is, light, which is the same energy as love, is more powerful. That energy is the essence of Creator Source, the origin of everything that exists in this universe and the cosmos. Because love light energy is anathema to the dark forces, it is an impenetrable fortress for spiritually and consciously evolved civilizations. Now let us speak about puppets on Earth and how various names for them came about. 2.5 centuries ago, a few men in Bavaria who felt they were more intelligent than other people, therefore entitled to be their leaders, called themselves Illuminati, the Illumined Ones. I'm going to have to summarise this a bit because I'm running out of time. He talks about other people involved with the Illuminati, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and also about the formation of the Khazarian Empire and the development of the Nazis, the Vatican, and also about how the church and the state started amending historic records and wealthy families like the Medici. And it says eventually the many disparate groups that shared the same ideology coalesced into the umbrella group that is the formidable foe of humanity and Earth herself. He then talks about the false information, the control of what people are taught, read, see and hear. And then he ends on a very positive note. However, never can they control anyone's intuition, hopes, optimism, inspirations, aspirations, or reactions. Thanks to prevailing vibrations, this sacred internal light is motivating many of the populace to embrace the light being beamed by distant civilizations and radiated by light workers on Earth. Beloved family, all light beings in this universe honor you for persevering in your mission and support you with the unparalleled power of unconditional love. So I think the message is keep your vibrations high and keep your eye on the prize, as I've said many times. Well, I've run out of time. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join me for another Cosmic Creating show next week. Thank you to Nancy for producing, and also to Derek Condit of mysticalwares.com for sponsoring Cosmic Reality Radio. So until next time, stay well, be safe, and bye for now.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality, a production of cosmicreality.com.
Thank you for listening to Cosmic Reality Radio. We appreciate your support. Please visit our sponsor at mysticalwares.com for our huge selection of metaphysical products, gifts, candles, incense, and one of the largest shungite collections available.
Cosmic Reality Radio is sponsored by Mystical Wares online store, where coupon code SAVE10 will get you 10% off your entire order at mysticalwares.com.